Tell us a little bit about how you got into the video communication business.
Well, Will, I grew up in the electronics industry, and after gaining degrees in communications and business, went into that industry, and then migrated into the industrial and broadcast video industry from there. And finding that there was a need early in the 80s for integration of facilities to create conference spaces and the capability to be able to display video projection or images of computer systems that were larger than the 15-inch CRT that was on people's desktops at that time. We built a business on having the ability to be able to do that and to be able to share information to allow people to be able to collaborate on critical data in spaces that was more effective than being gathered around a small monitor.
Now, when you were doing that back in the beginning, was that primarily for large companies like Fortune 1000 companies?
Primarily. The majority of the companies that we dealt with at that time and we did business with were the Fortune 1000, the Arcos of the world, those people that were getting into real conference types of capabilities early on. And, of course, the equipment was far more costly at that time and larger and more difficult to integrate and install. So they were the ones that were the early adopters of the technology.
And they continue to push the envelope. You were telling me about telepresence and the kind of almost Star Wars or some of the creative movies. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, certainly, telepresence today is a key buzzword that you'll see more and more often. Some recent acquisitions by Cisco of companies like Tanberg, who's a very, very large key provider of video conferencing equipment, has created a market space that, in being consistent with Cisco's model, they very much are pushing forward a model where effectively everything that all types of communication that you may see, unlike what we're doing right now on either a telephone or an audio-only device, that their real push is that everything will migrate to video communication. And telepresence in high-definition video is really the key to that application. Certainly, the years ago, the migration of moving the video application and visually centric communication forward was done by the larger corporations as well as the entertainment industry. And more our business has been tied to things that people recognize as home product. When you have 1080p high definition widescreen LCD or plasma displays in your home, then that's the same kind of capability and quality that people are looking for in the boardroom or a conference room or other spaces where they're actually collaborating on information.
Well, now, as you've moved through various business cycles, have you noticed the video conferencing coming to smaller businesses?
Absolutely. Since bandwidth now is so inexpensive, and we all use it, of course, in internet connections, both at home and just about everywhere we go, even to the point where you have Wi-Fi devices, obviously, like iPhones or small handheld PDAs, that capability now has led to an ability to be able to proliferate video conferencing and make it very inexpensive. To go from a full interoperability capability from a telepresence suite that has full high-definition multiple monitor application and multiple cameras in an immersive environment all the way to having an ability to speak from a facility like that down to a handheld telephone in the field. So certainly with bandwidth being as inexpensive as it is, and the systems migrating, video conferencing migrating from an ISDN or digital telephone type of application to an IP-based application, it's become far less costly to operate. And where companies have bandwidth connectivity between sites, they already really have that capability between those locations at no additional cost to be able to run those video conferences over their backbone networks as well.
Have you seen companies change their sales process to begin to include video presentations?
Very much so. We do. We work together with our clients on a regular basis, especially our larger clients that we do numbers of projects with, hundreds of projects with in some cases. We have regular collaboration meetings that we discuss the status of projects and new upcoming projects and the sales cycle. Not only that with our clients, and certainly we're seeing it a lot more now with law firms and professional services agencies, accountants, where clients really want to have the ability to be able to communicate more efficiently and to at less cost, in that you're not paying for those professionals' drive time to get to your facility, but you want to have access to them that easily gives an ability to be able to be far more efficient in that communication. So all the way to those types of applications, we're seeing a lot of deployment in those areas. From a sales standpoint as well, many of our clients who have sales forces in the field want to have that easy ability to be able to gather their salespeople or gather their regional managers together for regular meetings. And they can do that by having video conferencing systems in their headquarters facility or wherever their regional offices are, as well as having video conference clients running on the laptops of their people in the field and being able to use those even with a wireless card if necessary.
Do you see the iPad playing a role in this migration?
The iPad, I think, potentially may have some application here. Certainly, we're seeing some interest in its use as a control interface to systems. It is obviously a very sleek product that creates a great impression, and its graphics and movement are very elegant. From the standpoint of actually being used as an interface device with camera type of function, we've not yet seen that. But I think that certainly, as the technology progresses, that certainly is a possibility.
Now, as a small business person reinventing themselves, and that's what we've been talking about with lots of CEOs, Should they begin to plan for integrating video presence, video conferencing, in their new way of going to the marketplace?
Well, I certainly think it gives them a leg up. It gives access and urgency to an ability to be able to communicate with people that they might not otherwise gain access to. More and more, our clients are asking for B2B application, where outside of their own internal communications in their companies, that they want to have the capability to be able to communicate to others that are outside of their particular business. Examples are like financial communities, where the analysts want to have access on a more regular basis to the CEOs or CFOs or CIOs of those companies that they're constantly monitoring and that they may have investment in. It makes it far easier and far more efficient, again, to be able to do that. And it's become very popular now that those types of companies will give greater access and allow greater access to their C-level executives by these outboard companies, by having the capability to be able to communicate with them through telepresence or video conferencing. So well, now, certainly as it migrates down to the mid and small business level, I think that certainly at the cost of entry for systems today, that it certainly is something that I would look at as a potential, again, a leg up that gives you access to others that you may not normally have.
So now with these systems, does if I were to use this to make sales, would I have to supply my customer with some software or hardware in order to participate? I mean, how does this B2B thing work if I'm working with a variety of customers out there?
Well, certainly there's a gamut of capabilities, and all the way from a Skype application, which of course is a free app that you can run on any PC, to a full telepresence type of application. If you're dealing with clients on a normal basis and you want to have real business communication, real business interoperability and video conferencing capabilities, certainly you can provide an application for them that they can run at no cost to them and little, if any, cost to you, that will allow them entree into your system and an ability to be able to communicate with them through video conferencing. If they have, and of course that does mean that, as most PCs do today, or most laptops do today, have camera systems built into them, you then have really everything you need to be able to communicate effectively via video conferencing.
Well, I'm noticing just almost ubiquitous use of WebEx, DimDim, others, GoToMeeting. Variety of ways of putting webinars together and using that screen sharing to help with sales. I've yet to see a lot of traction for a small footprint, two or three video headshots together, so there's back and forth conversation. You see that coming in the future?
Very much so. There are now, with the deployment of VoIP phone systems, which there's a huge migration to, and with the reduced cost of operations for VoIP application, the next component of that is a direct tie to the video phone. And it may sound Jetsons-like, but realistically, those products exist today, are very effective, and again, tied directly to all the way up to a full telepresence suite. Basically, those products exist today, are very effective, and again, tied directly to all the way up to a full telepresence suite. So you can, for about $1,500, put a video phone on your desktop that is not only a good VoIP phone, but also is a full video conferencing system that allows you to be able to, again, collaborate with anybody that has video conferencing capabilities that you may be able to tie to, that certainly I think is the direction of what Cisco and others are pushing, is that video is really the ubiquitous communication technology, and that is really the goal.
Now, one of the things that I was very impressed with when I was visiting with you is that video conferencing can easily be seen as a green technology.
Absolutely. The carbon footprint reduction by using video conferencing, the amount of travel reduction, the amount of waste reduction is huge in video conferencing. Not only that, but the ability to be able to gain greater use of time, so that you're not spending as much time traveling and dealing with unproductive time, and of course things like jet lag and difficulties in international travel. But certainly, video conferencing is very much a green technology.
And then, in addition to that, it seems to me that one of the things I have in my notes is that it reduces the travel time, but on the other hand, it increases the communication, the availability. People are more willing to to speak on a quarterly basis, where before it was annually or semi-annually, because it takes so much less time out of their calendar.
Exactly. Not only that, but the real goals of video conferencing, I think, the benefits of video conferencing, are that it allows you to create greater urgency and a lasting impression to a meeting. It still is something that creates a far greater responsibility to participate and to be actively engaged. A lot of our clients look at it from the standpoint that, and all of us have certainly participated in audio conferences, where, you know, everybody today multitasks. And it's easy in an audio call to put your phone on mute and be working on your computer doing email or writing that next proposal or whatever it may be. And you're really only participating at a more minimal level in the audio conference itself, unless you're, of course, the presenter. Or someone happens to ask you a question. But so it's really something that in video conferencing, being able to see the participants on the other end and to be able to actively identify their level of engagement in the meeting is something that many of our clients look at as a tremendous benefit. So certainly I think that what we see is for those companies that are product-based, that build product, it allows them to bring product to market far faster because they have real collaboration that takes place. They can not only do face-to-face meetings, but of course now we can transmit full bandwidth, full high-definition computer graphics as well in band, in the call, while we're looking at the person at the other end and collaborate on data at the same time. So it's something that real engagement and the reduction of the visibility of the technology and really engaging the client in a user experience that is the best method of communication to ensure that the message is coming across appropriately is really the goal. So we see a lot of people that are collaborating, they're meeting far more frequently because there's really no cost that's involved. It doesn't cost any more to meet, or to make a video call than it does a VoIP call. So it's really something that people are taking advantage of to be able to meet far more frequently and collaborate more effectively over distance.
And it seems to me that there's a whole new dimension of sales processes, sales systems that are going to come along with moving from just the audio call for sales to the video call for a sale.
Yes, I think that's really true. As the technology does become more prolific, and believe me, the escalation in the amount of companies now that have video conferencing compared to 5 years ago is tremendous. The numbers of companies out there that are video enabled is very significant these days. And so I believe that more and more, it really is something that will be utilized from a sales standpoint that, if you could make that sales call and work together with that C-level executive on an application or something that, demonstrates the capabilities and the technological savvy that your company is utilizing, to be more efficient and effective in the marketplace. That's a leg up again that you're going to have that others may not.
Well, one question that business owners might have is, what about security? Is a video conference line secure?
Well, that's certainly something that should be considered. There are few companies that address cybersecurity as it applies to video conferencing, and certainly in a situation where, as we've just discussed, that most of the video conference technology is now IP-based, it does have the potential to create a potential cybersecurity issue for companies. It's really something that should be very carefully considered, and that the application of the equipment, the validation that the capability of the systems to to create firewall applications that are impenetrable by outside hacking is something that's very important and should be strongly considered by any company that is considering video conferencing. Fortunately, we're in a position that we do a tremendous amount of business with some of the governmental agencies and have been involved in cybersecurity applications and validation for many years. So we have a strong background in validating equipment and ensuring that, there is no potential threat to companies' networks by the application of video conference technology that is IP-based.
Well, now, this program is going to be heard by lots of business owners in Orange County. If they wanted to find out more about how they could integrate, implement a video conference, a simple video conferencing program into their sales or their administration, what should they do? Give you a call? Is there a place where they could come and get some information, workshops?
Certainly. We're happy to help anyone who is interested in the application of video conference or other video and audio technologies. We have both a site here in our facility that can be utilized and we can use for demonstration. We also happen to be just down the street from the Tanberg office that's here in Orange County, as well as Polycom, another one of the large video conference suppliers. We're right in between those two offices. So certainly there's an ability to be able to both demonstrate and engage manufacturers as well to assist with demonstration and also with an ability to be able to plan any kind of a full video deployment.
Well, maybe that's something we work together on and see if we could help small businesses with limited funds right now to take a step that would move toward implementing video conferencing into their processes. This has been wonderful, Brad. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us, and I'm sure our listeners are, I wish I could say viewers, but our listeners are equally thankful to you.
Thanks for calling.